The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. And just a quick follow-up to what we were talking about, and then we'll move on back to some sports if you want, although people seem to be interested in this. The Golden Globe Awards was what I was thinking of. 1917 won that. The other nominees were The Irishman, Joker, Marriage Story, and The Two Popes. I've not seen Marriage Story. I've seen the others.
Okay.
Two Popes is better.
What's
than
The Two Popes about?
It's about Benedict and the guy who replaced him, and it's really well done. It's fictionalized, of course. But, yeah, I thought it was interesting. But I haven't seen 1917 yet, so I can't comment. This is kind of interesting because I've seen all of these except for one. But Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The other nominees, I haven't seen Jojo Rabbit, but Knives Out was good, Rocket Man was good, and Dolomite Is My Name. Those were all good. So we'll see. Somebody asked, were you surprised that Taron Egerton didn't get nominated for Rocket Man? Yeah, I thought he was terrific in that. I'm surprised he didn't realize
too
he
too many did. Musicals.
Yeah, but it's a little different because it is a musical, but he was great in there.
He's good, yeah.
I mean, I thought he did a terrific job. It's kind of weird how they become friends and they do like duets together all the time now. Like they'll show up someplace and you know they'll both go out on stage. It's kind of cool. This just came over. You know, we have this thing that I guess we're signed up for that you're supposed to use for show prep.
Mm-hmm.
And it always kind of pops right about 5 o'clock.
For the morning show guys.
Yeah, it's for the morning
show guys.
They're
stealing their clout right now.
Well, that's tough bleep.
Hard times.
Yeah, because by the time I use yesterday's, it's too late.
It's true.
But apparently there's a New Zealand bar that apparently has gotten in trouble.
All right.
For advertising what people call, quote, a tasteless Corona beer promotion. Supply your own punchline there. The House of Hood in Hamilton said that all Coronas would be $6.56 while the pandemic lasts. Featured two men in hazmat suits and face masks holding up Coronas.
All right.
I think that's kind of funny.
That's smart.
Now,
yeah.
$6.50 is pretty expensive for one Corona, but okay. As long as it's, you know, I'm sure in New Zealand that's cheap. But the post was taken.
Poor people.
The post was taken down after Lion, which distributes a beer in New Zealand, complained and said they wanted it removed.
I told you, they're not going to like this. They don't like the coronavirus.
Well, of course they don't. But this.
Although,
come
listen,
on, that's
man,
a great deal. You're getting all kinds of free
people
pub.
People are
for
talking
that.
About Corona.
Hell yeah.
You can't pay for this kind of pub. It's, I mean, the Super Bowl doesn't give you this much exposure.
No. If you get exposed, that's a totally different thing. I love stuff like that. People have a sense of humor. So they had to cancel it or change it around. So he wants to know how is Once Upon a Time a musical or a comedy? Seems strange. To me, it was pretty comedic. I mean, it was a dark comedy, but that's what Tarantino does.
Dark comedy. I wouldn't call it a musical.
No. There was no... But the category was musical or comedy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it was under comedy because it was pretty funny, I thought. You know, but it's all Tarantino movies technically could go into that category because they are all dark comedies at heart.
I think there's a few exceptions. I mean, I don't know that like Reservoir Dogs was and like Pulp Fiction. I don't know if they were meant to be comedies.
No, but there was a lot of funny stuff in both of those.
I mean, as he's
gotten
older,
the whole
certainly.
Sitting at the table talking about tipping is hilarious in Reservoir Dogs. So, I mean, there's comedic elements to him. Now, would I classify him as comedies? No.
But there are some of his that are comedies. Like, Inglourious Basterds, at the end of the day, was comedy.
Yeah. But I just think his approach you could nominate all of his for that.
Yeah.
Because they're all going to be funny. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 832 asks, if Betts goes to the Dodgers, doesn't that pretty much guarantee a Yankees-Dodgers World Series?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what the Dodgers give up for him.
Yeah. I mean,
those are the favorites anyway.
They're going to be the favorites going in. There's no guarantees. I don't think you guys had the Nationals winning it last year.
Nope.
I didn't. But, you know, they're going to be the favorites on paper. And, you know, that's kind of hard to argue. But if they get Betts, I think it makes them better. Doesn't mean they're not going to choke in the World Series again.
Yeah.
But I think going in, like as of today, to me, the Yankees are clearly the best team. You're talking about a group that just added an elite pitcher to an already pretty good pitching staff when everybody's healthy. They didn't have everybody healthy last year. You think about all the injuries that team had, and they still won 103 games.
Yeah, they probably should be the favorites.
But a lot can happen. You know, maybe Garrett Cole gets there and pulls a Randy Johnson and can't pitch there. You never know. I mean, New York's a different kind of place, and some people embrace it. Hell, we all thought Stanton would be killing it there by now, and he had injuries last year, but before that he struggled a little.
Yeah, look at that. Projected lineup. LeMahieu, Judge, Torres, who I don't know if you guys know is 23. Giancarlo Stanton, Sanchez, Gardner, Urshela, Tauchman, Voit. And then rotation of Cole, Paxton, Tanaka, Severino, Happ.
Oh. Yeah, that's the thing. You've got Severino's your fourth starter.
And then you've still got Chapman, Zach Britton, Adam Ottavino, Tommy Canley, Chad. I mean, you've got one of the better bullpens, if not the best bullpen. And you still got Aaron Hicks hanging around some. I mean, you got a lot.
But that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to win.
But they are the favorites. They should be.
Yeah, and if you're looking for who should be the betting favorite in Vegas, that's it. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So I think, can we officially retire any more Kobe talk and trash can talk? I mean, is there anything left to say about either thing?
Funny you should ask that. Guess who's inspired by Kobe? Royce White.
Of course.
Like, when you think Kobe, you think Royce White. That's the second name that comes to mind, right?
Yeah, right up there with Shaq.
Although, yeah. Well, Royce White, you may remember for his, what was it, a 3-game run with the Houston Rockets? How many games did he actually play?
Boy, I don't remember. It wasn't
go ahead
much.
And look that up for me, Aaron. See how many games Royce White
played. I think he was here for more than you think.
I think he was here for a while. I'm talking about how many games he actually played in. I don't think it was many. But Royce is now, he's on to his next goal, which is to be the UFC heavyweight champion of the world.
Oh, boy.
And he's going to hit the gym. And he said I mean, it's not like this is such a clout grab to get people talking about him by talking about Kobe. Kobe was a guy who embodied hard work, competitiveness, and attention to detail. If I looked at people who shaped my view of hard work and competitiveness, Kobe's at the top of that list. When I think about competition, competitiveness, not only do I think it's important, but it's a dying virtue. People out there miss out on the importance of being a competitor. Kobe had a different worldview of competition, and it's part of the deeper reason why I respect him so much. So, he says there's no second place, but he's 28 years old. He's decided that he's going to be a professional fighter, and I'm interested to see how that works out for him. As he says, starting late made it where he's following his real calling. You get a sense of your true calling. But he's a real athlete. But I'll say this as someone who started late in my life, when you're fighting guys who have been fighting for their entire lives, you're at a distinct disadvantage. I don't care what kind of athletic gifts you've got.
I don't want to make fun of a guy with mental illness, but when was competing ever a big deal to him?
He didn't play one actual regular season game as a Rocket. He played three as a Sacramento King.
Okay. So zero Rockets games.
Zero Rockets
three
games.
Three NBA games for a first-round pick. That's got to be one of the all-time busts in NBA history.
Right? I don't know. There's so many first-round picks that just Hasheem to beat. I mean, there's...
Fred, yeah. I mean, when you
Anthony
think about,
Bennett.
They played games at least.
Yeah, but you're talking about top two picks. He was, what, 16th?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not...
Boy, you draft a guy, though, and he doesn't even play for you?
Well, that's...
And it's not like you drafted some Euro to stash in the second round.
Was it bad? Yeah, but I mean, for where they drafted him, there's a lot of failures there. I mean, maybe Anthony Bennett never should have played an NBA game. All right.
I got to look at this and see if there's a worse pick in the 2012 NBA draft.
Oh, I bet you the Rockets had a worse pick. They had like three of them.
Let's see. Rockets took Jeremy Lamb with the 12th pick. Royce White with the 16th. And I think that was all they had.
So they had one more.
No, they just had two that year.
Okay.
That was the Anthony Davis draft. Hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of bad players, but I mean, I'm going through it, and I mean, most of these guys at least played.
Well, there's probably a few of them that shouldn't have.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys. The big game is Sunday. It's right around the corner. And you want to make it interesting, go to mybookie.ag. And it's one of the most trusted sites in the industry. You want to get in on that. There's all kinds of other stuff. You want to get in on Premier League. You know, Jerry Bell's got those soccer picks all over the place. AJ's all over college hoops. If you're into the NBA, UFC coming here, you're going to be able to bet that. And, yes, at some point this week we'll get back to some hockey picks. You can bet all of them there. And if you miss the start of a game, really cool. They have in-game betting. So... can jump in and make plays there if you miss the start of the game, which happens to me sometimes because I don't get home in time. Fast payouts, great promotions. They have great customer service, all at mybookie.ag. And if you join right now, they're going to match your deposit 50%. So all the way up to $1,000. So if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 to play with as part of this promotion. All you have to do is use promo code radio to activate the offer. Promo code radio to get your extra cash from mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid, my bookie.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I always wonder when I'm looking at Houston trends on Twitter, and I don't know anything that's going on with any of them. Like, number one is Shakira. It says, trending with J-Lo. Anyone?
Halftime show?
Whoa. Number two, Harris County.
All I know is that the only thing I saw trending that I really like grabbed onto today was the Kingwood thing. I guess they thought there was an active shooter today.
But that wouldn't have been Harris County, would it? Necessarily?
I don't know.
Number three, Rand Paul. Did he do something?
I think Rand Paul is not a popular man right now.
Oh, okay.
But so, and he's trending in the too short category.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
And number four is impeachment hearings.
I think related
to Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. I was just curious because I'm not really following any of those things. So, yeah. you had to choose, would you take the, I'm not saying the name, team on Kirby's head coach and GM or the Roughnecks head coach and GM? Stop, guys.
Yeah, here's a tweet that says, Rand Paul should be locked up and not allowed to cast a vote in the trial. He's also too short to ride Space Mountain.
Well, we knew that. He must be this high to ride.
Hashtag arrest Rand Paul.
Oh, boy. So what did he do?
I don't know. I've been working all day.
Oh, okay. Well, he is trending. Somebody says, you filed a question that the Chief Justice refused to read in the impeachment hearing today. That's it?
All right.
Okay. I'm trying to stay as far away from that as possible. Okay, Lamont says Harris County lost a judgment on reopening the streets near the explosion. Yeah, that would explain it. Okay, there we go. Now we know why everything's trending. The people are caught up.
There you go.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
It is.
Just love to help the people with stuff like that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Did you see this at ESPN is going to remove Jessica Mendoza from Sunday Night Baseball?
I didn't know that. That's kind of disappointing.
I mean, I'll give him credit for being forward-thinking and putting her on there. And it sure seems like she works.
Yeah.
I mean, I like her. I mean, and now that you have some success, well, bye.
Guess so.
I see they're also getting rid of that Kerry Champion chick, which I think...
I don't mind that.
No, she's... She is... well, not good. I don't want to... did you see that... Did you see the spat on Radio Row involving your UFC buddies?
Which I think is a little bit silly. Like, there's a time and a place. Be professional. But guys don't like each other. I don't know if they're trying to create heat for a fight. Part of me thinks that's a really bad place to do it, but part of me thinks, well, they got a lot more attention there than they would have anywhere else.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with it because, I mean, for one thing, what the hell comes out of Radio Row, yeah, right? Other than, you know, occasionally you see, well, what you see is a bunch of so-and-so said this in an interview to somebody. And
right.
There's 10 other stations that had the same interview that don't get any run for it. But every now and then when something goofy happens, it becomes a story, and here we are. I like it. I think it's the perfect time to do it, even if they faked it. Somebody says they need to remove the rest of the Sunday night crew. They make Sunday night baseball literally unwatchable. No, it is Sunday night baseball. It's pretty much unwatchable to begin with.
Is that the game's fault or is that the crew's fault? I don't know.
No, I think more often than not, it's... I don't know about you, but I don't need to see Yankees Red Sox 47 times a year.
No?
No. I only watch Sunday night baseball if the Astros are on. Want to take a call here?
Sure. No?
David?
Or David.
Or David.
Sports
to you.
Hey, I'm sports, Matt, Fred. Having trouble finding your Canadian Football League and the hockey numbers. I'm easily able to find the horses, but gambling-wise, I'm having a hard time finding the hockey and the CFL.
Because they're only here.
Help me out.
They're only here on this radio program.
I only do those on the show, and at some point that might change. But as of now, I mean, I really want people listening to the show. That's how we make our living. And, you know, so when I do those, it's only for the listeners. At some point, if I think SportsMap needs a boost, then I'll think about it. But SportsMap's doing pretty well on its own. I don't really need to do that. But I do feel like, it's not too much to ask for you guys to listen to the show. That's all I'm asking
that's
him
all
for.
We're looking for.
I don't listen. I'm not asking you to pay me for him. I'm not asking you to buy me a beer. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just asking you to listen to the show. I don't think that's too much, is it?
No.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. A32 says, Fred, isn't that a quid pro quo? There was no quid pro quo. There's good and bad people on both sides. It's not tremendous. We want the best people, not the worst. Yeah, really, because you're not having to do anything except do what you should be doing, which is listening to the show every day.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. But
if you don't listen to the show, suck it.
Well, yeah, and if you don't listen to the show, you didn't hear that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I can say it so freely. Suck it.
I mentioned this in the first.
Suck at people who don't listen.
What? No. I mentioned this in the first hour, but if you're looking for something fun to do tonight, Radu's doing a little live show at Secret Group starting at 8, and I'm one of the guests, and we're going to talk conspiracy theories. So it should be fun.
According to the website, that is free, by the way.
Okay, awesome. So free.
Free dollars.
Free. And, yeah. Well, I'll be buying alcohol, so it won't be free. But Ty said Mendoza came out against fires. I hope that's not why she lost her job.
I hope not, too.
It wouldn't surprise me. Well, ESPN, there's a reason I would never want to work for the big company, because you can't say bleep. If that's why, it's kind of silly. And I don't know why you get rid of somebody for that unless you already wanted to get rid of her for some other reason. And yet you keep Booger McFarlane around all that time.
Oh, he's so bad.
Somebody asked, have you guys seen Six Underground? I did.
I've not seen it.
Worth watching.
What's
but
it
not,
about?
It's that Michael Bay and...
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, the Netflix show?
Yeah.
I heard it's got like no plot, right? It's just like...
Yeah, it's worth watching, but it's not something that you're going to go, oh, wow, this was awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. My wife was like, should we watch this? And I was like, I heard it has no plot whatsoever.
It kind of has a plot. I don't think that's entirely fair, but it's basically an action picture.
Okay.
And it's a good action picture, but that's really all it is.
Is it better than John Wick?
Oh, John Wick is one of the greatest things ever made.
Okay. I still haven't watched John Wick.
Yeah. John Wick is basically a video game.
Okay.
And he's just going through level after level after level after level, and it's how many guys he can kill.
Okay.
I love it.
If I had to watch one, I should watch John Wick first.
Yeah, because, well, it's a trilogy.
Oh, I'm probably only watching one.
They're all good.
But is there one that we could throw out, or is it like most sequels, it just gets worse as you go on?
The second one, not as good as the first, but the third one was really good.
Okay.
So
like The Godfather?
No, the exact opposite of The Godfather.
Oh, okay.
Because Godfather 2 was fantastic.
Okay. Now, I'm a Godfather 3 man.
Okay, well, that makes one of you. You know, that's just you being contrarian, AJ, because no one else in the world except for Sofia Coppola likes that movie. So you two have something in common. Now,
I don't think she's even really proud of that.
She ruined that movie. One of these days I want to do worst performances by an actress in a movie. That's one of them. What's her name in Dark Knight Rises that replaced Katie Holmes?
Oh, what is her name?
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
She ruined that movie almost, if it weren't for Heath Ledger. So... Steven the Weather Guy says, I know it may not be the right day or segment, but can we get a Hey Man bleep that for the West Loop being closed this weekend and for like the next 5 weekends? Yeah, I saw that. I guess I'm not going to be traveling too much on the weekends. Hey, man, fuck that. Yeah. Hey, Rocky says, can you give the shout out to my 4-year-old today? It's her birthday. She loves Keyboard Cat. I think you should give her a little Keyboard Cat. In fact, we're playing that both for Bella, and this is also going out to all you idiots yesterday who wanted us to talk about the Mike Fires thing. It doesn't exist because it was made up by some guy on Twitter. This is for you. That was my like late night DJ voice. That's what I want to do when I retire. I want to be the guy that's on at like midnight. Yeah. Playing classic vinyl.
I'm trying to think of like really bad acting jobs by really good actors.
Well, there's that. But let me clarify something about John Wick. It's just fun. If you just want to see different ways for a guy to kill people. I mean, it's not exactly the greatest acting in the world, or it's not really dialogue driven or plot driven, but just for fun action, I like some of that. Sometimes you don't have to think. You just watch a guy kill people. All like, for it.
We can agree Alan Rickman's a great actor, but when he was in that Robin Hood movie, he was awful.
That was pretty bad, yeah.
And we can agree... I don't know if you agree with me on this. You think Jake Gyllenhaal's a good actor?
Well, he's okay.
What's the name of the boxing movie he did?
Oh, what was that?
It sucked. He sucked in it.
I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
Someone tweeted.
Southpaw.
Southpaw.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
That's on him.
Well, and I think I've told you about this movie, and I can't remember exactly what it was called. I think it was Number 9 or something like that.
My mom just texted me and said, I can't believe you haven't watched John Wick. I should be ashamed of myself.
It is your kind of movie. It's just,
listen, Mom, you don't have to watch, you know, 40 college basketball games a week, okay? When you do that, you come tell me about watching John Wick, all right?
Hey, I found time, and you know what I watched today? A replay of the Stars Maple Leafs. That tells you where
you
I am.
You have way more TV watching time than I do.
Well, I do because I do the bulk of my work from home, and it keeps me occupied while I'm...
I mean, I have a TV in my office with DirecTV on it. I could watch TV. I just don't have time to.
Yeah, well, you...
I work harder than you.
But I think you have to deal with people more than I do. Most of my job is just dealing with them online, which totally fine. No, I can't remember what that thing was called, but it had Ryan Reynolds and Melissa McCarthy. And I, you know... Say what you want. I love anything Melissa McCarthy's in. I think she's hilarious. She always, even if it's a goofiest movie, she comes off as funny to me. Ryan Reynolds, I love everything he's in. I saw these two in it, and it was one of the worst piece of craps I've ever seen. It was a sci-fi movie, and it was just awful. And somebody will know the name of it. It had, like, Number Something in the title. And it was just so bad. So.
Los asked, have you guys watched The Blacklist? I was hardcore on The Blacklist for about 4 seasons, and... It just kept going and going, and I just honestly stopped watching, and I had to tell myself, you just have to not care what happens.
I ejected on it about, I don't know, season 5, maybe season 4. I couldn't stand the girl, and it just wasn't worth the few times you'd see James Spader on screen.
Yeah.
And after a while...
I think there was some good, but...
I mean, at first I loved it because it was like, hey, this is what would have happened to James Spader's character in 2 Days in the Valley if he hadn't got kicked. And... It's like he would have grown up, and this is what he would have been. This is awesome. And then it just kind of went downhill from there. And that's the problem with network when they're making 22 episodes a year. I just don't think you can do quality doing that. And, yeah, I mean, it's not impossible, but it's really hard to have a show unless you have something that has a formula to it. Like NCIS can do the same, and Law and Order, as much as I love it, it's a formula.
Yeah.
And it works really well. So that you can do. But if you're trying to carry on a plot and everything else, it's just hard to do 22 episodes in a year. Just from a writing perspective, I don't know how you could even. It's hard enough to write 2 or 3 good episodes. You think about writing 22 in a year, and then, oh, we got to do 22 next year?
Yeah.
Just
you're getting yourself too thin, too stretched out.
That movie was called The Nines.
The Nines, yeah. Okay, that don't watch it. Okay, whatever you do, I'm sparing you right now. This is a public service announcement. It is so bad. And somehow they took those guys and turned them into really awful actors. The plot was ridiculous. And it was one of those where you don't know what the hell's going on until the last couple scenes when they finally explain it to you. I hate that. It's like, okay, this makes no sense. Here's a scene that makes no sense. Here's a scene that makes no sense. Oh, watch all the way to the end, and it all makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yay! Oh, and the dialogue was awful. And even the cinematography was bad. So, other than that, well worth your time. Foster asked, curious if you guys have seen the show The Deputy, played by Stephen Dorff. I've seen the previews. It doesn't look bad. I just haven't got down to it yet. I mean, I got a pretty full list right now, so I'm interested in that Coyote. Have you seen the previews for that?
I have. Yeah. I want to watch that too.
That looks pretty good, but right now I'm watching The Outsider on HBO, which I'm mixed results on. And like I said, I just started watching this Jack Taylor, and I got through season 1, and I really like it. So Yeah. Just looking for some new stuff. But, yeah, it's funny, though. Now it's like people tell me about these Netflix series from like a year ago. And so, yeah, I watched that. I don't remember if I liked it or not. So, did you guys see how a person shut down 59 to do donuts on the freeway? I did not.
No.
I hope that person goes straight to the penitentiary. I hope that person goes straight to the penitentiary. And we never sees the light of day again.
That, yeah, I mean, you want him to get life in prison for
yes,
that?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah. If you shut down a freeway to be an idiot.
It seems harsh.
You know what? In my world, just like I have a smaller Hall of Fame, I have a bigger life in prison. For instance, well, of course, I also would have the death penalty a little more liberal. Like if you cut me off in traffic, death penalty.
Okay.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Carlos says, I haven't seen John Wick either. It doesn't interest me. I can't get into the John Wick hype. Okay. I
might watch it.
I think it's just, it makes fun of these kind of movies. It's just, it's funny, and it's like a video game. Like I said, it's just pure action, and I enjoy them, but yeah, I try to look at things in different ways. This is not something I'm going thinking, I'm going to learn something from this movie. Other than maybe how to, you know, different ways to kill people.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Hey, it looks like the All-Star Reserves are announced.
Oh, really?
In the Eastern Conference, Jimmy Butler, who there was a big
kerfuffle
about who should have been a starter. He's there. Kyle Lowry, Ben Simmons, Chris Middleton, Jason Tatum, Bam Adebayo, and Domas Sabonis.
Okay.
The West, I'm already noting a glaring omission.
Okay.
Damian Lillard.
Belongs.
Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
Nikola Jokic.
Okay.
Rudy Gobert.
Okay.
Brandon Ingram.
Okay.
Chris Paul.
Okay.
Russ Westbrook.
Oh, Paul and Westbrook made it, huh?
Both made it.
Interesting.
Interesting that Devin Booker did not. Devin Booker, who's averaging 27 points per game for Phoenix, and it's pretty damn good. Like, got snubbed last year when I think he may have even been better last year.
Don't you think they just don't even care about Phoenix?
I think they don't.
You don't exist to us. Your team sucks. And
statistically, Devin Booker's better than Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. He's obviously having a really good year. I just think it's like Phoenix doesn't exist.
It's too bad.
Be nice if Minnesota doesn't really exist either. But
yeah, I saw someone on Twitter complaining about Karl Anthony Towns not making it, but I feel like he's missed like half the season damn near.
Interesting. I thought it was going to be funny if Paul made it and Westbrook didn't.
No, Russ made it.
Okay.
We still have to pretend like he's one of the best players in the league.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I just don't know if they're really a good fit together. Somebody asks, have you seen Bad Blood with Kim Coates? Yes, season one. Great, because it was based on real people. Season two, they went off into fiction. Still good, but not as great. So I'm kind of hoping they're going to stop it right there.
All right.
Doesn't need to go any further than that.
Well, what's this come on?
I think it's Netflix. Yeah. You'd like it, because it's got Mob. And Kim Coates, who has been on our show, is really good. And it's just well done. It's about the Montreal Mafia.
Okay.
And it's based on real people and a real story in the first season. The second season, it kind of veers off into Kim Coates' character as his own guy, and he wasn't a real guy.
Okay.
And Ty says, I'm from Phoenix, and you're 100% right. Suns are trash, but Booker's a beast.
He is.
He is. He's a hell of a player. But it's, you know, it's political, I guess. Eric says, the best way I've heard John Wick described is excessive gun porn. Okay. That's fair. So, it's, again, you're not going to go and, it's not any groundbreaking stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't think I'm going to, like, I wouldn't expect it to be an Academy Award thing.
No, but it's, if you just like seeing people get shot in a lot of different ways, and Ian McShane's good in it. You know, I'm a big Ian McShane guy. Imagine if Swearingen ran a hotel. Oh, wait, he did run a hotel, didn't
he?
Yeah. Doesn't use the sucker word a lot, but yeah, he's good in it. Other than that, it's not worth thinking too much about. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I'm sure you watched at least one of the Mighty Ducks movies.
Yes.
You familiar with, remember Goldberg?
Yes. Didn't he get all methy?
He's gotten worse. Sean Weiss is the actor who played Goldberg. A homeowner called police Sunday morning to report an unknown person in his garage. Officers arrived to find Weiss allegedly had shattered a car window and was sitting in the vehicle. The 41-year-old, this is the second time he's been arrested for public intoxication. He was released in 2018 and released without charges. This time, basically broke into the guy's car and was just sitting there waiting for the police.
You know who you should call? Gordon Bombay.
Yeah, Gordon it's would bail lawyer. Him out of this.
Yeah. Or did he get disbarred? I don't remember.
Of course, I know he got fired. And I don't know. What is Emilio Estevez doing these days?
He is going to be in the Mighty Ducks TV series that Disney Plus is doing.
No, I can't. I don't want this.
I can't wait to not watch that. Unless they're going to get Goldberg and have Methy Goldberg. That would be awesome. But apparently, he checked into rehab in 2018. It clearly didn't work. But he said in a lengthy Facebook post before that, he had surrendered to the reality that without immediate treatment, my life is in imminent, E-M-I-N-A-N-T, danger. He also wrote that he was determined to return to my old self, and his mind is set on health and well-being. And then he broke into a car.
That doesn't seem like that fits.
Yeah, and man, I don't know if you've seen his face, but it's just like, well, you can't really tell on my screen because it's got that damn tint on it.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, that guy just looks awful. So, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
A32 says, I heard that if you play the Gem of the Day song backwards, there is a satanic message. Can we even play songs backwards anymore? Didn't we lose that capability when we didn't do vinyl?
I don't know.
I mean, can you actually do that? I don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
As technology's gotten better, the ability to play something backwards has gotten worse. I don't know how we're going to let out the satanic messages now. I guess you're just going to have to put them in the actual song, right? So, Chris says, you got to see John Wick 3 just to see Halle Berry.
Halle
Berry. I can
Halle
play Berry. It backwards.
Yeah, he's got Halle, but Halle Berry, yeah. Can you play it back? Let's hear it. And I want to hear the message.
Yes, the famous girl who's got it. Yes, the famous did stay. Yes, the famous did.
It sounded like yes, damnation to me. Didn't it? Yeah. Didn't it? Wow. Mm. Now you've released demons to the listener.
That was an accident.
Oh, how dare you, sir.
I didn't do it. You're the one who said play it.
No, he did it.
Yes, Denimation State. Yes, Denimation.
Denimation State.
Yeah.
Which roughly...
Denimishnik. I think it's Yiddish.
Roughly translated means Dalmatian State.
Yeah.
Damnation State. Yeah, that's
whatever.
Even better.
It's all the same.
Yeah, some dead. Yeah, well... Dalmatians are damnations, too. That's
on
story.
You, bro.
Not on me, man. I just live in the house. But okay, so now we can still do that. So now how do we put the subtle messages in there besides damnation state? Like, I want to put, you know, some kind of subtle message in there that will... You go to hell if you listen to 610 or 790.
That would be good.
Yeah. Can we put that message in there?
The devil will make sweet love to you if you listen to those stations.
Can we add that?
That just sounds like demonic ASMR.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I know, but you're going to have the music going. So you can't just whisper into
it. Do you think we can do Clint Sterner
doing ASMR?
ASMR?
Dude, get out of my head.
Hey, man. What y'all think about this Texans hire, man? I think there's some damn geniuses down there on Kirby. I mean, Bill O'Brien's proven. He's a proven winner, man. Have I ever told y'all I played for the Dallas Cowboys, America's team? I know what it takes to win. Bill O'Brien's the answer.
Would you listen to that?
No.
Oh.
Of course, I could...
Because I was just thinking we could do that, like, to counter-program 610 just to see how it works out.
Well, and I could always say what his co-host said the other day, which... I don't know if you guys know this, but Brian Gain is the one who traded Jadeveon Clowney. It was Brian Gain.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's like, nope, that was Bill O'Brien. He was in charge then. And he was also going on and on about how, oh, now we'll see what he is as a GM. It's like, we've been seeing it.
Yeah, who's been the GM?
Yeah, it's been him for 8 months.
Well, I ain't had a GM for a little while. Technically, he wasn't the GM. It was a flat organization at the time. Cowboys were never a flat organization when I was there playing for the Dallas Cowboys. You know what I mean? Hey, man. I'm talking to you. Can you hear me? Do I need to speak up?
Hey.
Sorry.
Do me a favor.
Okay.
Go to Tom Brady's Twitter.
I don't know if I follow Tom.
You don't
Brady
have to.
Twitter.
Just at Tom Brady. He's got a really simple handle.
Okay. I will.
And tell me what you think that last post that he made 18 minutes ago is supposed to mean. Let's have some Twitter. It's just a photo. Some interpretation.
Oh, of him looking out over Gillette for what appears to be the last time with a silhouette?
Is that what you're taking from it?
That seems to be a goodbye.
Well... TMZ, run with it. I mean, it's official. Tom Brady's leaving the Patriots, right?
That's what that tells me.
That's what the picture
says. If we're just going to go by a Tom Brady tweet, yeah, this is either that or he's retiring. This is the end of the road, is
could
what
be.
That says. That's a farewell photo. So, yeah, he could be retiring. Wow. Tom Brady only has 894,000 followers?
Yeah, I would have thought he'd be in the mill.
Yeah, you would think. Interesting, looking at, he's followed by 35 others I follow, including Jerry Bowe, ESPN 97.5. What's he doing following Tom Brady? Carlos says, okay, that was creepy.
You ain't seen nothing yet, Carlos.
Pat in the 409, AJ, thanks for the nightmares. If Clint Sterner ASMR is great, then Patrick Creighton ASMR would be out of this world.
I can't even do a Patrick Creighton. All I know is the New York Mets. They're ridiculous.
I
can't run an organization like the Mets run the Mets. The Knicks run the Knicks. There's no wonder you're losing.
The Dodgers. Got to be more like the Dodgers.
You're getting too loud.
Yeah, I can't do Creighton without screaming.
Knicks.
I love listening to Patrick because his ERs are all A's. So the Dodgers are the Dodgers.
Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
It's like he has to have he has to remind everyone that he's a Yankee.
Yeah. It's like he'll be going along and he'll you won't notice anything.
Just like Clint Sterner has to remind you that he's a hillbilly and he played for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, except he does.
Do you think that's really how he talks in his personal life? Like, you think he gets home to his wife? He's like, hey, girl, you make any of that meatloaf? I love that meatloaf, man. Get your ass in there and cook it. I don't believe that. Like, that's got to be at least somewhat an act.
Mm, I don't know. I don't know.
Because I know a lot of guys in this business do radio voice.
And yeah.
That's, I mean, I don't like that, but that's fine. If that's what you do.
Hell, I could do that voice all day long.
I just can't believe that's his real voice.
Yeah, I don't know the guy, so I can't say. But all right, we're gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.